Welcome to the Life Church STL podcast. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope this message encourages and inspires you. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
I got a word for you this morning. And it might be a little different than you might be expecting, but you know, in this stuff that we're walking through, each and every one of us, and I'll say that as like our personal lives and us as a nation and us as a world, that we can tend to say, God, what is happening? What's going on? God, heal our land. We need you. Like, and we're constantly looking at other people. But for just a short moment, as I just really, this is just the intro into this message that I have about gratitude. But when we look at what's going on, what does God actually want us to do? And I'm going to tell you. He wants us not to look outward, but to look inward. And in a lot of ways, we're supposed to not be inward. Don't be selfish. Don't be looking at ourselves. Don't be sulking. You know, don't be down. Like all these things. Don't just get inward. It's bad. But whenever we're thinking about something that needs to change in our world, you know what he says? He says to check your heart first. And in 2 Chronicles 7, it says, if my people who are called by my name, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and repent and figure out what they've done to sin against me. I'm actually adding a little bit in there, but if they will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from God. I will hear from heaven. And will forgive their sins and heal their land. It's an interesting thing. Because I believe that this scripture speaks directly. Of course, it spoke to them in that time that it was written also. But it speaks to us right now. And I'm thinking about the stuff that we're going through. And I see that so much, there's blame and there's calling out and there's all these different things. And what I want to say is check your heart. Check your heart. That's why I tell, like we talk to our kids, you know, like getting an attitude, getting all a mess, getting in fights. Check your heart. Do you have a happy heart? These are things since they were kids. Because if we want things to change, if things are going to change, and this is what God has spoken to us, if things are going to change, it's going to start with our hearts. Yeah. It's going to start in that place, and then it will go out into the world. And so today, I want to talk about gratitude, and it's an interesting thing because you're like, what? And I don't know that you're saying this, but I could imagine some people are like, what do we got to be thankful or grateful for in this moment? And I'm going to tell you, everything. You have everything to be grateful for. Jesus has called us to be his people. And he's also given us this life, not a life, but this life to its fullest. And to full doesn't mean to have things. To the full means to fully have him. It means to be with him and have all that he has. It's not stuff. It's him. To the fullest. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's so funny because, like, I remember a while back, like a long time ago, and just talking to my dad and thinking about, hey, what's God's will for my life? And I know that so many of us come to these moments like, what is God's will for my life? What does he want for me? What does he have for me? What am I supposed to do? And isn't it funny? It doesn't say in this moment. It says, this is the will of God for your life. This is what he wants you to do. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And be grateful in everything. Not just when it's going good. Not just when it's easy. But in everything, give thanks. How do we do that? Listen, all you got to do is think about it. Everybody gets in these moments. I do too. And you're like, man, come on. Like, why? You know, you just, everything. You know, it's like things can start bombarding you or whatever. You're like, is there anything? I have literally said this. Is there anything good happening right now? You know, because you start getting in that attitude. And then I sit back and I think, well, look, maybe I should try to think of something. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, well, maybe I've just allowed all this stuff to be in front of my eyes. This mess, this craziness, or these things that may have happened to me or whatever. It's been right there in front of me. But if I step back and think about the goodness of God, if I think about the things that he has brought me through, if I think about my family, if I think about how he has saved me, like if it's nothing else that he died on the cross and saved us from ourselves, from our flesh and our sin, I don't even have to think about anything else. But there are other things. See, it's so funny because we get focused on, man, well, what does God have for me? And he does have something for us. But you know where that comes out of? It comes out of that first call in his will for your life. Rejoice always. Don't be grumbling and complaining. Be joyful in God. Pray. Continually pray all the time. Be spending that time with God. And in everything, give thanks. And you know what? Instead of focusing on that next thing that God has for you, when you focus on him and being in joy and in prayer and in thanksgiving, then all of a sudden those things come out from that moment. Those things that he's called you to come out of that attitude of gratitude. I didn't make that up. Don't quote me on that. That's somebody else. And I don't know who, but they come out of that posture before God. That is where what he wants for us, what he has for us comes out of. See, this is a word for today, even though it seems like, well, he's talking about gratitude. I mean, come on. But in this place is where everything that we need is, because this changes our heart. This changes our posture toward God and toward people. See, gratitude is seeing that God is good. Like, how do I be grateful? How can I be thankful in everything? You may not be able to whenever you're looking at all this stuff, but if you're looking at God, you definitely can. Because anytime I look at God, I can be grateful. It doesn't matter what's happening. When I'm looking at God, there is just thankfulness. There is just thanksgiving. Like, I am just in awe of who he is and so grateful that he has called me to be a part of his family. I can be grateful just that he adopted me. You know? I mean, I think about that. We think, gosh, think about, let me just put this a little bit into perspective. That a child that is adopted, don't you think that just the sheer fact that they've been brought into a family is enough? Into a loving, warm family that will take care of them is enough for them. Everything else is extra. Everything else is just a little sprinkles and a cherry on top. That's what it is for us too. Too many times we get like we want the stuff and we forget that the only thing that we need is him. The thing that is what fulfills us I don't even know how to say it. He's everything. But he hasn't just adopted us. He's given us everything of who he is. He's lavished us with his love, with his grace, his peace, all these things. I mean, I'm just like, when you start adding those things on top, I'm like, just knock me over. I can't even stand up. I don't understand. All I needed was you, but then you've given me everything else on top of that. See, my hope today is just to get us to change. And I'm not saying all of us are going around grumbling or not ungrateful little whatevers. But maybe we are. And I get that way sometimes. We all do. And my hope today is just that whenever we go out of this place today, that we look and see how good God is. And then we go out of here with gratitude and thanksgiving. And then we see how that changes our world whenever we are changed. All things aren't good. Sometimes we get messed up in that and thinking, you know, but God, how come this happened or this is bad? God never said that all of everything was going to be good. That our life was going to be just like tiptoeing through the tulips, you know? He never said that everything was going to be perfect. But you know what he did say? That he would work everything out for good. See, there's so many times we take these things that the Bible is speaking to us and we try to, like, it's like, but God, didn't you want me to live in this just place of prosperity and, you know, all this stuff? And he's like, you know, no. What he did say is he will give you everything that you need. Not everything you want. And he did say that he'll work everything out for good. Whether it's in your life, your family's life, or in the nation, in this world. I can be grateful because I know that God is going to work everything out for the good, right? Romans 8:28, you know it? And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. He works it all out for good. And I can give thanks and I can be grateful because I know that even though I may not see it today, I may not see it tomorrow, but I know that he is going to work all things out in my life for somebody that loves him, that is called according to his purpose for you and me. He is going to work those things out for good. He's going to make it happen. It may not be how I want. It may not be what time I want, but it will happen. He will work it out. He will do it. And if I try to control things and make it happen in my time, I might mess that up. So why don't I just be grateful that he's going to do it when he knows it needs to be done? See, when we lose this sight of gratitude, when we become ungrateful, when we become focused inward on, like, but what about me and what about what's happening to me and all this stuff, we lose sight. We lose the capacity to actually see the good. We don't see the things that are going on, and I don't want to miss what God is doing. I don't want to miss the step that he is asking me to take. I don't want you to miss the step that he's asking you to take or the door that he's opening for you. Because you know what? If I or if you are just focused and ungrateful and why is this happening? And he's like, well, the door's open. You're just too busy complaining. Philippians 2:14. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Couple of things here. Couple of things I want to talk about. He tells us to do everything that we do without complaining, without grumbling, without disputing. He's calling us out. But he's not negating the fact that the world is a mess. But he's asking us to be blameless in this mess. He's like, can I call on you to not have a part of this mess? For you not to be one of the reasons that this world is a mess. Let's not grumble or complain or crumble. Let's not complain or grumble. Let's be thankful. Don't be ungrateful so that we can be blameless in this stuff that is going on. You know how I take that? You turn those things around, and whenever I'm grumbling and complaining, I'm not blameless. I'm part of the problem. I'm not a part of the solution. I'm a part of the issue. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault in the midst of a perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Among whom you shine. Man, does anybody want to shine as a light of who God is in this world? Right? I mean, you sang about it probably if you grew up in church when you were a kid. I'm going to let my light shine. I'm not going to put it under a bushel. I'm not going to cover it up with a bucket. I'm going to let my light shine. You know? It's all like, woo, woo, yeah. But does anybody really want to let their light shine? To be a light, a beacon of hope in a crooked and perverse generation? I know you do. He says, don't complain. Don't dispute. Be grateful. Have gratitude. for who God is, what he's done. Let the posture of your heart be in the right place so that when he is asking you to step out, you can step out. So that we can be this, as it says here, among this perverse generation, we can shine as lights to the world. Man. And look, this is, I get so a little bit sick of everybody saying like, oh man, the world's gonna end. It's the last days. It might be, it might not be. You might be mad at me for saying that, for saying that it doesn't really matter. But you know, when these scriptures were written, each day that they went, they were a little bit closer to the end. Each day that I or you wake up, we're a little bit closer to the end. I don't know if it's next year. It might be 100 years from now, but we're closer. So we need to live our lives the right way. We need to follow God. The posture of our heart should be right. So that whether it's tomorrow or whether it's a next generation or two generations from now, that the church is in the right place to be the light to shine in this generation. Because it still needs to shine in this generation. And if we're here five generations from now, it'll need to shine then too. And they'll be closer to the end too. Just saying. Don't think about it too hard. Each day you wake up, you're closer to the end. What's going on in the world has no bearing on God. What's going on around you has no effect on him. It hurts him. It saddens him. But it doesn't change him. It doesn't change what he has for his people. It doesn't change what he has for you. It doesn't change what he has for this church. This church, you and I, we will be here. We will worship God. We will have an attitude of gratitude. We will be thankful. We will have joy in our hearts. Right? I just love that. You can come up here and beat me up. It doesn't matter, because that doesn't change God. That doesn't change what he's done for me. It doesn't change what he's done for you. If we just have that posture, yes, the world needs to change. Yes, the world needs to heal. God needs to heal the world. He needs to bring judgment on the world. But this starts in our hearts. Let's work on ourselves so that we can be that. Like, I just am thinking about that. I want to go out here. You know, it's like Moses coming down from the mountain. Literally, your life can be like that, where people would be like, oh, what's going on? You are shining so bright. That is who you could be, who you are as God's people. And I know you all have seen that in your lives, that when you're around somebody and they're like, man, I just see in your life that God has done something, and I need that. Will you talk to me about that? That is that shining light that comes from that relationship with God. That is who we are called to be in this generation. Amen? You know, another aspect of this gratitude that we should have is to understand. See, you're not grateful for something if you feel like you deserved it or you feel like you did something to earn it. Like, this is mine. It should be mine. Nobody can take this away. It's mine. Nobody gave it to me. This is just mine. How grateful do you think that you are in those moments? In 1 Corinthians 4:7, it says, "For who makes you differ from one another? And what do you have that you did not receive? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" He's talking about this posture of, or this attitude, saying that I've got something that they don't have. And think about this. This should change our hearts toward people. This should change our hearts toward what God has done for us. When you look at somebody that doesn't know God, or look at somebody, let me take it a little step further, that is doing something wrong or against God, and the attitude that comes out is of anger and is of judgment, you're not walking with an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of thankfulness. Because if we were, we would realize that we once were in their place. That this thing that we have, this relationship with God, was a gift. That we didn't earn it. That we didn't do anything to get this. But God did everything. He says, so why do you boast? Like, why? If you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Why is your attitude like you've got something better than somebody else? Everything that we have has been a gift from God. Tell me anything. No, you don't have to right now, but say anything and I'll say it's a gift from God. God has given that to you. Because he's given us life. He's given us breath. And each and every step after that, he has given you and I. So how could we boast about what we have like we deserved it? How could we come at somebody else for not having it or not thinking the same way? What we should do is what? Let our light shine. Let our heart and our posture before God be with thankfulness, a posture of gratitude, so that our light is shining so bright that it draws people in to him. You know what? Would you just stand with me?
Thanks for listening today. We pray this message encourages you. If you have any questions or you'd like to learn more about us as a church, you can always visit us online by going to lifechurchstl.com.